Welcome to the premiere episode of Three Lifelong Friends, Unfiltered After 40. We're going to talk about our past, our present, and everything in between, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the always hysterical. I'm Linda.
I'm Melissa. Linda.
And I'm Maribel. Hi.
And clearly this is our first episode, and we don't know what the fuck we're doing. So
nope.
you're just along for the ride with us, guys. And yeah, it's going to be a good time. And our first topic, Maribel, what are we discussing today?
Oh man, we did this work. Now I'm not sure. It was two topics.
No, we said we're going to
talk about do the vacationing with other people. That was one. Come
That's
on, guys.
Next
are we
really
going to change it? No. You're right. I already screwed it up. You're right. It's how we met each other and how we're here today. I already screwed it up, everyone. It happens.
The memory loss is real.
You know, when you're a secret friend, it happens.
We're just diving right in.
It's a sore topic. It still hurts my feelings.
I feel like this is the topic we've been talking about for 40 years.
Yes. So let's.
I don't want to be your secret friend anymore.
I feel like let's set the stage.
Should we go in order?
Well, I'm going to set the stage. So,
okay.
What year is it when I moved in?
Linda, I don't know because I was like four.
You were in kindergarten.
No, I wasn't even in kindergarten, I don't think, was I?
I was in first grade, so you had to have been in kindergarten.
Oh, so then I was in kindergarten, right, because we had half-day kindergarten.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist anymore.
No. So, I don't know. How old were we then?
Whatever. 5 years old at kindergarten.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jesus, that was
40
years ago. Okay. So, 40 years ago, I moved in next door to Linda, and... Yep. My first meeting with Linda was coming off the bus from my like first day of first grade, and she was sitting on her banana bicycle and waiting for me, and immediately jumps off and introduces herself, says, "Hi, my name is Linda, and do you want to be my friend?" And
I would have said yes.
And I was
she doesn't
thrilled.
Seem to be ashamed.
No, she's proud. She is so outgoing and proud. And it was very convenient because we could like see into each other's rooms from our windows. It was like, amazing for two little girls to have built-in friends next door to each other. So that is how we met.
Well, I remember because I was so excited that you had moved in because previously I had just had two boys that lived on either side of me. It was like, Eric was the house you moved into. Mm-hmm. And then I had a note on the other side.
Yeah.
And so like, I had no girlfriends at that mm-hmm. point. And I remember your mom. Your mom was walking down past my house to go to the corner. And I remember I was riding my bike. And I was riding my bike, you know, back and forth. And I was like, oh, you know, she going to get off the bus? And your mom being your mom probably was just like, who the hell is this little girl? And she probably, I forget what she even said to me, but I remember her walking. So she always had that walk with her arms crossed and like, kind of like.
We love mom.
And I think
we love you, mom.
Not approachable. She does not give off approachable.
I didn't even care. I had no care in the world. I was just so excited that I was going to meet the little girl that was next door to me that didn't even like phase me, your mom. And I didn't even,
there may have been a flower. I wonder, like, what was it for you when you saw me and I was like little orphan Annie with the big red afro? Like, what was
I don't think I thought anything. I was just so excited. You were like, you were a girl. And I was like, oh, yay. I have.
Be my friend.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to have a friend that's a girl. She'll play Barbies with me and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And house.
You really are the popular one since like kindergarten.
You know what was? I was just very unembarrassed at that point, which got me into a lot of trouble later on in the sense of like I was just picked on shamelessly. So
which leads into then how I met Melissa.
Okay. Well, that sounds really ugly.
It does. So we need to just get right into it. I have moved from another area to where we are now. And it was the fourth grade. I remember being nine. And, we had a classroom predominantly all boys. There was five girls only. You were the fourth, I'm the fifth. But there was one person, one girl who dominated the whole group. And if she didn't like you, nobody can like you. Well, she decided not to like me because I moved from another place. It was
She's a
miserable.
bitch.
I got picked on. I'm trying to be nice about it. I
Have to
still
be.
don't
I
like her.
didn't
I
like her
still don't like her. When we talk about it, I think I'm 9 years old all over again. I'm a freaking grown up at this point now. So anyway, but Melissa and I, we hit it off a little bit, but Melissa's about to get picked on too if she continues to be my friend. But so
Yes.
Melissa is like, yeah, I like you and I want to be your friend, but we gotta be secret friends. And I'm so desperate for her. I'm like, okay, you'll be my friend. It's like, but she doesn't want to go down with me, so we can both be get bullied. No, I'm just the only one getting bullied with them jumping over the tops and looking at me while I go pee on me. Like, what's wrong with kids? Sort of just
Well,
kicked her
and
ass then.
I am like, I feel like, I'll pat myself on the back. Like I could have just stayed on the bandwagon with everybody else. And, you were like the scarlet
You
letter and
need to stop your shit. You said let's be secret friends, and we were secret friends for like 3 years, okay?
not for 3 years, you fucking liar. That's a lie.
Listen,
That's a
I can
lie.
totally
Questionable.
back up out because at some point, because this particular person lived near us
Yes,
and
around the block from me and Linda.
yeah,
Yes.
and at one point decided she didn't like me either, I don't think.
Right.
Like she would go in waves and then all of a sudden she'd want to be your friend. I mean, I do remember one day going over to her house, just me. It was like me and her sister and her were hanging out. And I was like thinking to myself, I think we were playing Mad Libs. I was like, how did that happen? But like she 1 minute would decide that if she liked you, she liked you. If she didn't like you, you can go fuck yourself, basically. Like she was such a bitch.
Well,
And
and
as a grown up now.
the added layer to that was also that my mother and her mother were very close. So it also made
That
for
happen.
a difficult situation.
Well, yes. So according to my daughter, she'll, we're a ride or die combination. If she's not friends, I'm not friends. And I can understand, if they built a relationship now as a parent, if you build a relationship, like, why should all my relationships be damaged because you just now fucking hate everybody?
And I also think like for the flip side of that, like we all know as parents, like it's hard as kids to make friends, but at least it's like a built-in system, right? As parents, like as adults now, to make new friends, that's
Ugh,
freaking hard.
I fucking hate it.
It's
I'm
hard.
antisocial. I like it that way.
So I relocated to a different state. We all grew up together on Long Island, and I relocated to North Carolina. So I had to kind of redo that and
Traitor.
Re Hey.
You are gonna have a hard time. You're such a little chatty thing.
And it's funny because like I feel like I have very much like introvert extrovert. Like I can do extrovert in a situation that I'm put into, but I have such anxiety before going there. Like I don't want to go, I don't want to do it, I don't want to make friends, I don't want to talk to people. But when I'm there, you would never know. You would never know.
I'm a total fake extrovert. I absolutely hate it. You tell me let's make plans for a week from now. I hate that I made plans for a week from now. I hate it for the 5 minutes up till you get to the point that you get to the door. I'm happy being home alone, just with my little blanket old lady covered up. Like me and my Netflix, we're like best friends. We have like the best relationship. You keep delivering, you keep giving me what I want. Never fails me. But once you get going, it gets easier. Which is
Yeah,
why,
I
you I was gonna say, this is why I keep you guys around because you understand that. And then you don't bother me. I'm like a cat. I told you, I'm a dog and who thinks it's a cat? Like, don't touch me, don't poke at me, don't look at me, just sit next to me and I know that you're there. Okay, great. I feel the love and support. Go away now.
think too, like as adults, I mean, I had luckily have not been put in, I don't have kids, so I've luckily been not had to be put in a situation where I had to try to pretend to be friends with a mom or like a mom or a dad. Like I don't want to be thrown into that because if I don't like you,
I was
I
gonna
don't want to
say.
talk to you. And then if like if my kid became friends with you and then I have to like socialize with you, like I don't want to do that either. So
I don't
another
think I've seen you
reason.
fake the funk. I don't think I've ever known you to fake liking somebody.
It
At least
depends on the situation.
I haven't seen it live.
Are we talking about work faking it?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Because Chris will laugh at me because he goes, "You're the voice that you use when you're on the phone with people at work." He's like, "I don't recognize that person." He's like, "I don't know who that is." He's like,
Same.
"You are
Same.
so over the top nice to everybody." And then
You're
you
such
get
a
off the
bitch in real
phone.
life.
And yeah, I get off the phone and I'm like, "What an asshole." Or like, do you ever do the thing where you're talking to somebody and you're like, ha, ah, like, you do that kind of laugh. And then literally as soon as you hang up the phone, you're like,
Fuck.
what? Like, oh, whatever. Like you could turn it off and turn it on just like that. So yeah, that's why I'm glad. Like, for the most part, and I don't understand either, because I don't know how these kids are gonna make friends like virtually, because so many jobs now are like virtual, and at home. Like I can't, like, I have new people who started at work, and now I'm supposed to be managing some of these people, and I'm like trying to get to know them, but it's like so different than like being in person. So it's like I don't foresee myself ever making any more new friends at this point. I think I've hit my quota of like
Yeah.
friends. I'm good. I'm
I'm
good.
single and forced to still make new friends. So you can imagine how miserable that is. I hate making friends and meeting people. And now, you throw me out there and what do I have to do? Hi, how are you? So tell me, what's your favorite color?
Or it's always like when the friends meet, like you have friends who bring in other friends, and then you're like, oh, now I have to like, maybe I'm
Talk
gonna
to
like
them.
you, maybe I'm not gonna like you, but I'll have to tolerate you.
Let's
Melissa,
try.
Melissa's gone through some of those over the years.
And then you're just like silently thinking, why is she friends with this fucking person? How am I like this person? If she likes this person, am I like that? Like, is that possible?
God, there were a couple of them that I remember being like, okay, I don't know.
I have
I'm
certainly
certainly
think
have
you like a
those.
lot of my friends. You didn't like a lot of my friends. Now that we're talking about this and thinking about it, you are that friend.
Me? Am I really?
Yes. Yes, I don't think you liked a lot. And you
Shit,
kept it together.
I even questioned my own taste after the fact. I was like, why the fuck was I friends with that person?
I
I've said that a lot of times. My family has said that a lot of times to me. So, I mean, they say that to me about my ex too. So, I mean. Yeah.
well, I mean,
We were young.
yeah.
Young, you're kind of nervous. You do what you think you're supposed to do. You kind of come to this point in life. The other half, it's kind of like, fuck you. I'm going to do what I think is absolutely correct and what feels good, not what you want me to do.
Right.
Sorry, I was a little aggressive there.
No, I mean that's fair. Like, we're literally, I mean, at this point in our lives, who do we have to answer to? It's just us. Like, if it doesn't feel good to me, who is going
And
to
each
tell me?
other.
No. Yeah. Well,
What is
more.
it? If you don't finance me, feed me, or I got the door open, so I got to get around. F me. Like, what are you saying? And even then, I got to tell you, unless really you're feeding me, forget financing and the other stuff because I can do all that by myself. So if you feed me, like, I think, I'm gonna heart you. I'll listen to you a little bit. I've got weakness for food.
I do. I think we got to the point too where some of us have talked about other people that have been in the vicinity of our circle, and we're just kind of like, really? Like, what were you thinking? Why? I mean, we were all good about it at the time. Like, we didn't, I think we would start poking holes to start, but we never really flat out said, like, I can't
Don't fucking like that.
stand that person.
More like
Like, can we not hang out with them? But we would kind of start.
you outgrow people and relationship
Yeah.
times too. I feel like, in the moment, this was like necessary. Like I met this person when I was working with them, and it was, somebody to bond with there, like, and then years later we're no longer working together, and like, does this friendship suit me because our personalities are so different? Nope, does
And
not.
listen, but I do think that everybody that you come across is meant to come across for some reason. And some of them are short term, some of them are longer, but they were beneficial at that time. So it wasn't a wrong relationship. It just not wasn't a lasting one. And then we got to move on,
Yeah, no, that's
I
fair.
mean, we got some good stories out of it.
Oh, we sure did. We have so many stories. Like I think it'll be interesting to see, where we go with different topics as we progress through this, because there are so many stories. And we've also seen each other through so many relationships, and God. family issues. Like there runs the
Pretty much
gamut.
all of our lives have
You
been
guys are my longest relationship.
oh,
Stop it.
special.
You're
So special, but
really
it's
not.
true.
And are we like accurate odds, right? Like, so two out of the three of us are divorced. So is that like an accurate demographic?
Statistically.
Oh yeah, statistics. Is that
Statistically.
it? And should we also
That's
point out that that's the one that didn't have kids?
yes.
So what does
I
that
might have been
say?
married a little longer, probably, you know, that there's some truth behind that. You know, don't you just kind of get mad? Like, you know, not mad. Listen, we're gonna have to just lay it out there. Once you have kids, you know, you can't imagine your life without them,
No.
but life changes.
Oh yeah.
Changes you, changes everything you do, down to like, I gotta wake up even earlier now just to take care of you while you get to sit over here. Kind of really be maybe just a hero sometimes because you just showed up.
Or like the basics of you have to finance this human. Like, I mean, and they're expensive and their wants are extraordinary and unrealistic on a daily basis.
So
So
here's
I
the thing too. I have a question though, because I know this has come up recently for, I think, at least you, Belle, and I know it's come up for Melissa in the past too with kids. Now, when we were kids, we always had that one friend whose parent seemed to like to get involved in every single little argument and like squeeze themselves in between and like chastise us for not doing or saying the right thing and hurting the other one's feelings. And you know, it seemed like it was so ridiculous to us then, and it still seems ridiculous to do now. But when we were kids, we made fun of that as
it was a
parents.
lot more unusual then. Like helicopter parenting was not a thing.
Yeah.
We're like Gen Xers. We're the fuck around and find outs, right? So like
Right.
we got tossed out into the street on a Saturday morning and nobody cared where we were, where we went until we came home.
Right. So
Not my
how hands
mommy.
off are you guys
My
trying to
mother
be?
was
Well,
very
except you,
helicopter,
yes.
okay? And I love you, mommy, but you know, my mother still tracks me till this day. I'm 46 and she's tracking me, okay? Life360, I put it on for my kid and she's like, oh, why don't you share it with me? I said, oh my God, is it ever going to end? No.
Nope. No,
Oh,
never. Never. But
yeah.
did your
So go on.
feelings
I
change
don't know
though? Do you
about
feel like
forgetting your
you have
kids.
to,
Do I
like,
don't I so I'm definitely, I think, you know, if I have like other family members and the boyfriend will say that I am like way too involved with my kids, maybe like more involved, but then comparatively when I look at other parents' friends, like their kids' relationships, I think I'm way more hands off than that. Like, so I guess it's like the environment and where we're at, like in my opinion. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think I'm like too involved,
see, but
too
I think,
overbearing?
no, but I think there's a difference between being directly involved in like your kid's life, but then over, I don't want to say overstepping, because that's, I don't know if that's the right word. I don't have kids. I don't know if I should
Well,
say
I
that.
think it might be
But
appropriate because that's me.
do be, but no, but as a parent, would you go the extra mile and either call another child's parent or directly, you know, engage that other child? Like, it's one thing if it's your child.
So,
That's different, I feel like, that you're dealing with it in-house at that point,
no.
but to kind of go outside of the box.
I'm a
Like,
hybrid of both.
okay.
So, I'm a hybrid of where, you know, I need to know what you're doing. You peed, you got up, like, and yes, and she's told me that I'm overbearing, like I'm suffocating her, and probably because I was parented the same way.
Right, right.
And you know, not knowing where she is, we're not tracking her. Like I am that helicopter parent. So I, you know, but I tried to give her some space, but we need to work together so that we can be comfortable. But at the same token, if someone is, you know, making things difficult, I'm like, go fucking handle your problems. Like, you know, I can't be there to like save your day. So, you know, don't start a fight. Just if it gets started, you need to fucking finish it. Knock a bitch out. I don't know what to tell you. If the school
Right.
calls me, just be pre like prepare me if I got to walk to school. So if they call me, they're like, you know, you can start. I'm gonna be like, well, did she start it or did she defend herself? Because if she did, why are you fucking calling me? At the same token, you know, I'm at home, like, you know, seriously, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you need to stop. We can't do these things, okay? And then I need to know where you are at all times. Literally, if you get up to go pee, I need to know everything. So I am, and I'm working on it, and I can see being, suffocating, but like, you're my only kid, like, I.
Yeah, no, and I think, with my oldest, like, she went through a thing, and obviously I'm not trying to put her out there too much, but she went through like an instance that I feel like was really a big bullying thing that happened, that where she was being bullied, and my immediate instinct was that I was going to call all these little girls' moms and like tell them where to go. And her mindset was like, don't make it worse. Like, if you say something and you get involved, it's going to be worse for me. So I had to like take a step back and like look at the big picture. And before somebody like is totally like, oh, if you're being bullied, you need to say something. I think it depends on the situation. Like, you have to be a parent and like have a good sense of your kid,
Right.
what's too far, what's too much. And we were in a situation where it was going to kind of clear itself up because of she was finishing up school, and she wasn't going to go to school with these kids anymore, so it was going to like resolve itself, right? So we kind of just needed to navigate getting through a short period of time. But I didn't say anything, I didn't reach out, and one of them was like a parent who I knew pretty well, so it was real tough for me not to be like, what the fuck is wrong with your daughter? Like, why
Yeah.
is she being such a dick? A part of me wanted to just straight up do that, but I held back. I held back. I didn't say anything.
And it's things like that that I think that, look, they're small humans that are going to have to learn to become adults at some point. And you're not going to be able to sit there and save them from everything. And although it's my job to want to protect you and keep you safe, but you also have to experience life. So, if somebody's messing with you, then learn some words and make some fat mama jokes. I don't know. Like,
But going back to like our
hurt
childhood,
them.
right, and even just how we became friends and the kids we were friends with in a neighborhood, and the one mom who we used to say gave us the talk, quote unquote, when she would step in. But like, I mean, I can't tell you how many times that I was teased or made fun of or picked on for random. I mean, let's just face it. When I went to go meet the other family that was down the block, I was like riding my bike back and forth, and decide, well, they have kids in the house, and I'm going to ask to use their bathroom because I think that would be a safe place. And then I'm going to ask their friend, their kid, the kids, if they want to hang out with me. Who does that? It was the weirdest
You went to
ever.
use a stranger's
Yes,
bathroom?
I
And this
used.
is why we're talking about Gen X, because right
You know,
now.
because I'd have been peeing on the
Yes.
bush. What do
No,
you mean?
I
Forget
was.
that.
No,
Would you like
but I
you would
knew
lose your
they
shit if your kid did that?
No,
No,
no.
I was
Across the
brought up.
street, I knew there were kids that were
They could
there.
kidnap you and then play with your private parts, okay? What is the matter with you? Oh, you're lucky I wasn't tracking you
But
back then,
they
because I'd have rolled up
did
to that house and been like, what are you doing?
it.
Psycho,
We
get
did it.
out. You
But
pee
we
in
were all
the bush,
friends. We were
you
all
know?
friends.
We all
Yeah.
became friends. See? I mean, it worked out well in the end.
You made it to this old, Yeah, you're right.
But my parents never got involved in like anything. Like, they were the most like anything going on in the neighborhood. It was just like we were just left out in the wild, and it was like they had no idea what was transpiring, who I was friends with at that point, where I was going. Although, speaking of neighborhood friends, the other way around the block, there was another family that we're gonna have like a fight with them at one point. Like,
Oh
it feel
yeah, we
like
were like at war with them. It
we
was
were at
like
war with them.
everybody on our block.
It
Yes. Everybody on our block was at war with those kids around the block. Yeah.
Wait, I
And
do remember, and they
they
were on
had
the
a
other
lot of
side.
kids. Yeah,
Yeah.
they had a lot of kids.
There were a lot of
Their
them.
yard was questionable looking.
Their house was a little
Yeah,
questionable.
I'm remembering. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But we all, and that was the thing, like we all fought. We all got into like, we all teased each other. We all like whatever, but we all turned out fine. I mean, and I don't want to, I get it's different now, but at the same time, like, you do have to
It's
have a level of building some sort of thick skin. You can't let every little thing get to you. And
Well, they don't have tough skin. They have a tough monitor. So you can be a badass behind these screens, but it's a lot
Oh,
harder
yeah.
to, you know, do it face to face. And again, teasing each other, they don't appreciate being teased because you hurt my feelings. And it's like, you know, your fucking feelings, really? Like, why is it always
Because
about
they're
your
all,
fucking
yeah,
feelings?
special snowflakes now. That's
Oh,
a
fucking delicate. So as a whole, I never really liked kids. I didn't, but I had to have one because I didn't know where my future was going to take me. So, and now I love her, but to love other children, it's like, ugh. And I gotta like listen and like their feelings. I'm like such a little crybaby. Fuck. Like makes me want to think like I want to trip you, but I can't be that person.
Yes, we did. We did. I mean, we were very fortunate. We grew up in a neighborhood with a lot. We must have had like, 15 to 20 kids to hang out with like all summer long, and we would just gather and
Torture each other. One minute we'll all be like, everything's wonderful. The next minute it's like we're just
Out and
all
out
mad.
war.
Out war. But I mean, that was the beauty of it. I don't know. I wouldn't change anything,
No, I'm glad. And not only am I glad that we didn't have, the phones and all that stuff now, I'm glad because when I think about the stuff that would have gotten posted on social media when I was that age that I would regret right now, like, so glad. So glad I didn't have it. So glad. Oh,
Didn't get
God
trouble
knows.
till much older. But the best was like, well, as long as Melissa's there, she's a good girl. You can go with her. And I'm like, do you not even you don't know? Okay, Mom. Yep. Melissa's a good girl.
Sounds good. I mean, when we were in high school, I was a good girl. I was. You better believe I was, because I was terrified at all times. I mean, I'm just gonna say that one party, I don't want to get you in trouble, but that one party we went to that we weren't supposed to be at.
My head still hurts. I bashed my head against somebody else while we were running. And you know, I gotta tell you, I mean, we're grown-ups now, but those people were full-grown
That was inappropriate as
adults.
hell. Inappropriate as hell.
They
So
were so, I'm just saying.
listeners, we somehow, some way, knew a couple of guys that owned a deli right outside of our neighborhood. Like that's what they owned a deli. And
But we were
they,
like 16.
yeah, we were like 16, and they were probably in their 20s, I would have to guess.
I think like late 20s.
Yes, they were
Oh.
legitimately older than us. And they would host parties for the teenagers in the basement of the deli.
What?
Yes.
Yeah,
How
no.
did I not know this? Oh yeah, it was a
Because
thing.
you needed like the passcode to like get
Yeah.
in.
And there was very inappropriate, unfavorable things happening, like
Lots of alcohol. I
all
mean,
kinds
and
of stuff.
yeah, no.
I will say for that age though, like I didn't fuck around with any of that. Like straight up didn't fuck around with any of that. Like I think I was so terrified of my father, so like I wouldn't do anything, but I wanted to go because everybody else was going, and like me and Maribel were crapping ourselves about going, and what a disaster, because of course the night we go, the cops showed up and raid the place.
And
Okay?
they lock us in a refrigerator.
They locked us all in a giant refrigerator.
It's pitch black. We're in there. Next thing you know, somebody opens the door, and you run out. So you're now running up the stairs to the ground level. But at this point, Melissa's telling me, like, you know, it's my fault that we got there. It's my fault that we went, and I'm gonna fucking kill you because we're gonna fucking die. Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking kill you. I remember she was so mad at me that it's my fault we came. All right, fine. It was my fault. Like I wanted to go. So like we're there. But as we're running up, I think I forgot, like I dropped my car keys and it was my dad's car. So what I gotta go back. So when I
Jeez.
turn around, I start to get the keys. Somebody bashes into me. My head hits hard. Most of them are like, let's just walk home. We can't. The cops are coming.
Oh my God. But again, we all survived these things, and we have these stories. I mean, I don't think either of you want your kids coming back home and telling you this is what they've done. By all means, but like, I don't know. There's something to be said that kind of, I don't know if it was stupid or if it toughened us up. Did it bond, I don't know.
It was scary as hell at the time, I'll tell you that.
It's still scary now. I mean, again, you're talking about like that. It's inappropriate. I mean, these guys were in their late 20s. We're like 16 years old. I don't even know if there was anybody that was younger, but they had been doing things like this, and they had liked some of the girls that were coming around.
Oh yeah, I don't even know
So,
about all that. Like, I'm sure there was some very inappropriate crap going on.
oh,
I don't
definitely.
like, but yeah, I remember I think I left my car there, right? We like
It was my
ran.
car. It
Oh, it
was
was
my
your
dad's
car?
car. Yeah, it was the white Pontiac. And you're
We
like, fuck it, just leave it there. Let's just go home. Let's go home. So we go to
had
your
to
house.
do the walk of shame in the morning to go back and get the
Oh my God.
car.
Oh,
Shit.
Absolutely.
it's just crazy. But, I don't know.
Yeah.
We
It,
survived. We
yeah.
survived.
Oh, we survived. I guess all those experiences, and also the bonds it makes for us, right? Because we've got all those things that we survived together that we can be like, what the hell were we thinking at the time?
Was thinking too. It's like, I feel like you go through those instances, and it's like you're never gonna forget those. You're like forever bonded during these, crisis moments, or moments where you thought you were gonna get arrested or killed. No, nothing like a
Thank
little
you. Never been
trauma.
arrested. If I could keep
Yes.
it that way.
Yes, please.
Somehow managed not to. That's
Oh,
oh, considering
man.
everything else that we've done, I'm surprised,
Yes.
We've managed to say the
Yeah.
least, but but I do,
Yeah.
again, there's a lot of stuff that we have a lot of good memories that I think we're really lucky to have, and not just because, we've just known each other for so long and going through all these things and just being there even during the mundane. Being there, hanging out at each other's houses, being basically part of each other's families, essentially, kind of gives us a little more insight to each other, to say the
Yeah.
least, where we've come
I would
from.
also like to throw in the future, Linda, you
Oh,
are not allowed to join the Zoom from the space that you're in because it's starting to get dark behind you. And I am like, what is back there?
didn't notice that beforehand? Like there's like a skeleton or something happening. Like,
Where's your skeleton?
I
Why
was
is it
just like
back there?
in the dark light right now. It's just somebody kind of looming behind
We
you.
could
So for our listeners,
literally do a whole
it's
podcast
creeping
on
me
our.
the fuck out.
We gotta do a whole episode on our paranormal experiences.
Oh, that would be a good one. Yes. Yeah.
Damn. Another childhood fond memory.
No,
Where,
again, trying to
Maribel,
terrify me.
Maribel, you're supposed to be keeping track of time. Where are we with time?
We're 4 minutes over, ladies.
Oh, so you're supposed to be reeling us in.
Well, and listen, you guys were just enjoying it up and being scared with the ghost. So, but yeah, we're 4 minutes over. So let's wrap it up, ladies.
Yeah, I thank you everybody for listening, joining us, and come back for more. It's going to be lots more of this and probably even more inappropriate and opinions that are questionable, and people will probably disagree with us, but that's good. Like, maybe we'll
Maybe
create
we're the
an email address where you can send us hate mail, and
Oh, please don't. I have so much of that in my life right now. I could use some positivity only.
I'll think about doing that, and I can filter them for you so you don't have to read them, and we'll have something about that maybe for the next episode.
There you go. There
All
you go.
right. Well, it's been
All
fun.
right, ladies.
Yes. Come back soon.